Watcher, and welcome, big welcome I should have said, to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Resonance Records have done it again. Two double CDs of previously unreleased material. The one we're about to hear is of Bill Evans, and it's called Evans in England. It's December 69 at Ronnie Scott's, the Bill Evans Trio, recorded by an acquaintance of Evans, Leon Turgenin, who travelled from his home in Strasbourg, France, to London to meet Bill and record this session. And this is now released on Resonance Records with the full cooperation of the Bill Evans estate. We heard Polka Dots and Moonbeams. This was just a year into the existence of this particular trio. It lasted until 75. Eddie Gomez, bass, Marty Morell, drums. And I must tell you, the other Resonance double CD is of previously unreleased Wes Montgomery songs. Haven't had the chance to hear that myself yet. Treat to come. Next, Blues for Two. ¶¶ And that's from a Blue Note LP recorded by Rudy Van Gelder in August 57 and now re-released on Fresh Sound, by the way. The leader is John Jenkins on alto, and it's one of three LPs he recorded for Blue Note in a very productive 6.5 week period in the summer of 57. But these were his only recordings as a leader. He did appear as a sideman on a fair number of albums at that time, but he left the music business completely in 62 at the age of just 31, although he did play the occasional, very occasional gig with organist Gloria Coleman. He then dabbled in jewellery, sold brass objects at street fairs, worked as a messenger. Eventually, in 83, he did start practising on his horn again and played on street corners for loose change, and even made a couple of gigs with his fellow Chicagoan Clifford Jordan. He died aged 62 in New York, so we don't have much of his work on record, which, as you can tell, was first rate. Blue Note clearly thought so. This date included Kenny Burrell guitar, Sonny Clark piano, Paul Chambers bass, Danny Richmond drums, all A-listers. We heard the Kenny Burrell compo, Blues for Two. Next up, Abby Lincoln.
I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Though I know that evening's empire turned into sand, vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me, I'm branded on my feet, and I have no one to meet, and the ancient empty streets stood dead for dreaming. Just escaping on the run, and before the sky there are no fences facing. And if you hear vague traces of skipping wheels and grind to your tambourine and time, it's just a ragged clown behind. I wouldn't pay it any mind. It's just a shadow. Jingle, jangle, money. the foggy ruins of time, far past the frozen leaves, the haunted, frightened tree, out to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. Yes, dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sands, with all memory and fate driven deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about today until tomorrow. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to.
Yes, it was a long track, but certainly couldn't possibly shorten it. Bob Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man, as you well know. The extraordinarily gifted Abby Lincoln. She was a strong personality. You wouldn't mess with her. She knew what she wanted, and she got it. Dedicated to the civil rights movement and women's rights in equal measure. She recorded Mr. Tambourine Man in New York City, April, May, 96. Julianne Loran, tenor. Mark Carey, piano. Michael Bowie, bass. Aaron Walker, drums. It's a Verve CD called Who Used to Dance. This next CD is called Red Planet. This time, a short and sweet track, written by the guitarist on this Shifting Paradigm CD called Red Planet. Dean McGraw, the song's called Freedom for the Broken. Love that. Recorded October 2015. It's on an album under the leadership of pianist Bill Carruthers, actually, but very much a Dean McGraw song. Chris Bates, bass, Jay Epstein, drums. Fabulous album. We're off to Paris and to the mid-50s. And another Fresh Sound album, double CD this time, and it features altoist Hubert Foll. The Paris-born Foll was France's first muso to embrace bebop with a passion. He's the brother of Raymond Foll, the pianist, by the way. This fabulous double CD, Hubert Foll and his bebop minstrels, covers his recorded output from 47 to 56, most of it as a leader, but occasionally as a sideman, but it does not include a lot of his work as a sideman, with the likes of Django Reinhardt and Coleman Hawkins, for instance. Having mentioned his love of bebop, I then play you his melodic version of a jazz standard, They Can't Take That Away From Me, which came out on an EP on the French Barclay label, and it was recorded in Paris, Jan 56, with René Utriger piano, Jean-Marie Ingram bass, Jean-Louis Vial drums. Next up, Mose Allison, and he's very kindly going to intro the song for us.
Thank you. This one was written by the former governor of the state of Louisiana. That's Jimmy Davis, but this is not his version. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamt I held you by my side. Then I awoke. I was mistaken, so I hung my head and I my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. No words to tell you how much I love you. Please don't take sunshine away. Thank you.
Mose Allison at the Pizza Express in Soho, Jan 2000, with his regular drummer Mark Taylor. They had made over 1,000 gigs together at this stage, but there was a local boy on bass, Roy Babington. Mose Allison's distinctive vocals often overshadow his excellent piano playing. That was, as you know, You Are My Sunshine. It's an Ellingtonian number this week. Well, a whole bunch of Ellingtonians, in fact. Thank you. And that's from an outstanding mosaic box set, the complete Verve Johnny Hodges small group sessions, 56 to 61. The mosaic box sets are all limited editions, and the 7,500 copies of this set sold out some years back. This recording session in August 58 didn't produce enough material to make up a complete LP, and when these sessions were released a couple of years later, it was really as a filler to flesh out the famous Duke Ellington, Johnny Hodges, Harry Sweets Edison album called Back to Back, which you really should have in your collection, together with the sister album Side by Side. That was a Johnny Hodges compo, You Need to Rock. The lower volume at the end was the fault of the recording engineer, who thought it was going to be a fade-out finish. It wasn't. Having said that, he made it so. Roy Eldridge, trumpet, the majestic Lawrence Brown, trombone, Hodges, alto, Ben Webster, tenor, and each horn got three choruses to solo. Billy Strayhorn, piano, Wendell Marshall, bass, Joe Jones, drums. Another vocal.
He brings me coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know, oh yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love him so. When I'm in trouble and I need a friend, I know he'll go with me until the end. Now, everybody asks me how I know. I smile and tell them, 'cause my daddy told me so. That's how I know. Yes, 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 I know. Hallelujah, I just love him so. And when I call him on the telephone, I say, come on over, 'cause I'm feeling all alone. Before I count from 1, 2, or 4, I hear him at my door. And in the evening when the sun goes down, and there ain't nobody else around, kisses me and he holds me tight. Says, don't worry, baby, everything's gonna be all right. You know I know. Yes, yes, you know I know. Hallelujah, I just love him so. Hallelujah, I love him so. And when I call him on the telephone, say, come on over, daddy, your baby's all alone. Before I count from 1, 2, or 4, I hear him at my door. I'm in the evening when the sun goes down. Kisses me, he holds me oh so tight. Says, don't worry, Georgia, everything's gonna be all right. You know I know. Yes, 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 I know. Hallelujah, I just love him so. Hallelujah, I love him so. Hallelujah.
That was Georgia Carr, real name Mary Louise Thomas from Los Angeles. She changed her name on Stan Kenton's suggestion, Kenton even suggesting it be changed to Georgia Carr. Not an out-and-out jazzer, but close-ish. That was the Ray Charles compo, Hallelujah, I Love Him So, recorded in 64. And I don't know any of the names of the band members. Georgia moved into acting, then gave up show business completely to run a catering company with her sister. Sadly, she then died of a stroke at a mere 46. This VJ LP is called Rocks in My Bed, as that Ellington song is included on the album. A treat now, another Ellingtonian. This massive brass band only made this one solitary album. They called themselves Manhattan Brass Choir, which was 16 brass instruments, 6 trumpets, 2 French horns, 5 trombones, 2 euphoniums, and a tuba, plus bass, drums and percussion. 2 special guests as well, Clark Terry, trumpet and flugelhorn, Herbie Green, trombone. Green does all the trombone solos on the album, and yes, that was the mighty Ellingtonian Clark Terry on Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory, recorded in Jan, early Feb 67 in, logically, Manhattan, New York. Just wish they'd made more records. 4. Let's have a piano solo to cool down. Thank you. Pianist Claire Fisher at his home in L.A., May 73, on a six-foot Steinway. We heard the Johnny Hodges song, Johnny Hodges Week this week, Squatty Roo, according to the liner notes, quote, rich in thunderous chords and rollicking two-handed rhythm, unquote. Nothing like a good rollick, is there? In the 50s, there were loads of jazz records produced that featured a jazz muso with strings. We've heard lots of them on this programme over the years, including Flip Phillips just last week. Or famous jazz musos with vocal backing and usually wordless singing. Here's an example.
Where the moon swings low on the Alamo, in a garden there where roses grow in the soft and tender light
of the summer night.
Lovely summer night. I can see her wander to and fro. For she said,
an unashamedly commercial attempt to woo the larger non-jazz-loving public towards our music. But no animals were hurt in this recording, and it did feature some excellent Georgie Auld on tenor. And who knows, it may well have A, sold lots of records, B, made people look for more Georgie Auld records, or jazz in general. Chorale, the record label, called it mood music, a step up from Muzak, most certainly, and enjoyable, if not exactly challenging. Vocals were by Judd Conlon's Rhythm Airs, recorded May 52 in L.A., Don Trenner piano, Red Calendar bass, Alvin Stoller drums, Larry Bunker vibes. Guess it must have sold well, as Georgie made several more like it. This next album features Ted McNabb and Co. You're allowed to say who? Epic label LP called Big Band Swing, recorded November 59. Ted McNabb and Marion Evans, both men by the way, arranged all the songs and assembled an amazing big band. I mean amazing. Zoot Sims, Gene Quill, Al Cohen in the reeds, Irby Green, Frank Rehack, trombones, Nat Pierce, Barry Galbraith, Milt Hinton, Ozzy Johnson in the rhythm section. Fabulous album. We heard I'll Never Say Never Again, with Zoot Sims soloing. Time for our very last one, and in this very varied week, it's another vocal and another Ellingtonian. It's Alice Babs of Ellington's Sacred Concert fame. A large Swedish jazz orchestra, 21 pieces, sits out and lets Alice sing this Swedish folk song a cappella, recorded in Stockholm, September 74 for Swedish radio. As the Duke said, Alice looked as lovely as she sang.
Tro den vänden
Thanks, Alice, for a lovely song, and thanks to you for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it all, and that you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.